but to help the understanding here, is a Hebrew word that means to move forward. And our desire with Kadima is to take people who have ongoing issues and help them move forward to become a better reflection of Christ. And we'll get into both of those aspects of our ministry to the poor of this church and help you to understand how you can be of help to us in that ministry. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ and give to people in need." What is the law of Christ? Jesus said that it's as simple as the first commandment, to love your Lord, to love God, to worship Him, and the second commandment, which was similar to that, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. And who is your neighbor? The tale of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan says that even someone who is an outcast, a Samaritan, was the neighbor to the person that he found along the road. We are all connected through our faith in our God as brothers and sisters adopted into our faith. God does not have any grandchildren. We are all brothers and sisters in our Lord Christ. The Fellowship Fund is resources that have been given by the people of the Moody Church to help those who are having emergency financial needs and, in many cases, chronic financial needs. And what do we define as a need? Well, it's very personal. It might be that somebody has trouble finding the resources to fix their teeth, to get the necessary dental care that they need. Or they've got some kind of a chronic illness that is causing medical bills that they just can't find their way through. It might be the stories that Mark told right here at the beginning today about the woman who was driving a taxi, though she was fearful of it. Or the couple that had the house that was flooded and unable to take care of the bills associated with getting back into the house. We've had all kinds of conditions that we've had to contend with in the 6 years that I've been active on the fund. And that fund has existed for about 20 years. There has been tremendous generosity to the Fellowship Fund. And there has been tremendous need. We know that we spend at least 70% of the money that is given to the fund each month. The fund has grown over recent times and is pretty stable right now, but we wish that we knew more because we know there are more issues out there. We know that there are people in this church who are recently widowed or become widowers. We know that there are people who are dealing with chronic illness or emergency needs for care. We know that there are people who are threatened with having their lights turned off or being evicted from their apartment or having their home repossessed or needing a car in order to be able to get back and forth to work or having a car repaired. This isn't a plea for all of you to show up next Sunday and say, "I need a new car." Let me be clear. Because you got to get through him to get to the committee. But what has happened over the recent years, probably the last 5 or 6 years, is that Pastor Larry has taken charge of the fund as the pastor for compassion. And the procedures that are in place are very solid for being able to determine a person's need and whether or not they have other resources that might be able to be used for the purposes. And the committee has been able to develop an understanding of other resources available in the community that a person can be recommended to use in order to deal with the issues that they have at hand. A simple example of that is If a person is having dental issues, we have a dentist in Evanston who has, in the recent past, assisted us with giving 50% discounts on his services. He's a great, great friend of the Moody Church. What we're trying to encourage now is something I want to really focus on. Come back to Mark's story. Mark said that the first person, the woman who was driving the taxi cab, was married to a person who had lost the job. And this was what she turned to in order to be able to provide for her family. What do we hear in that story? We hear that there's been a significant change in the economic ability of the family. The husband has lost his job, which was providing for the family, and she's trying to make it up by driving a taxi. They probably are struggling with paying for their housing. They are probably struggling with having enough food to eat. They are probably struggling with basic everyday necessities. What I want you to have is the single takeaway from me today is that if you hear somebody in that situation, you think fellowship fund. Because the fellowship fund exists for those situations, and we see them every single week. When you hear somebody here in this community praying for a health issue, when you hear somebody praying for finding a new job, when you hear people being concerned about pain, as their brother or sister, I hope that the message you hear from me today is go to them and bear their burdens with them. For that is the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. And think about how the fellowship fund can come alongside them and encourage them so that they might become a better reflection of Christ. We offer advice, we offer resources, we offer what we call financial relief. When you think about a person who is dealing with a financial crisis, they are in need of relief. They need somebody to pay that bill. They need somebody to provide some measure of financial resource. That is what the fellowship committee does. The members of the fellowship committee are deacons and elders and deaconesses and some other folks who have just been involved with it for a long time, and frankly, we can't live without them, so we don't let them go. But there's 10 people, and we meet every Sunday after service, and we engage in hearing the appeals of the folks that come before us each week. And we pray with them. We pray with them on not just what the financial need is that they've presented to us, but whatever else they have that is a burden to them on that day. We engage constantly in prayer. And if it makes sense, we take care of their financial need. Now, there's other resources for taking care of financial need, and we might recommend that as an alternative. For example, if somebody has built up a hospital bill, most hospitals are also charitable organizations and have the wherewithal to take care of their own bills. So we recommend that they go for financial assistance from the hospital. But we do what we can in order to help them become a better reflection of Christ so that they can go away feeling that they've been blessed and can share that blessing with others. And again, we hope that when you are with them in sharing that burden, you might also be blessed. Kadima has grown out of this fellowship committee. Kadima is a group of trained volunteers, some deacons, some deaconesses, and just some other folks that are really interested in bearing one another's burdens, who have agreed to sit under Pastor Larry for grueling 4 to 5 weeks training. And we focus on the lessons that have been brought by the Chalmers organization in Atlanta. And Frickert and Corbett are the authors of this book that's called When Helping Hurts. When Helping Hurts describes individuals who are in poverty and need help with rehabilitation of their financial situation and development so that they can become their self-sustaining selves again, and again, become a better reflection of Christ. We try to use one-on-one relationships to provide someone with an advocate who's going to speak for them, become intimately involved in a trusting relationship and speak for the individual, and also be an accountability partner, someone who is going to say, let's get a plan together and let's execute that plan. And we have about 20 people now who have gone through the training over the last 2 years. We have a dozen Kadima relationships that have begun, and we've seen many successes in these relationships. We've also had some very difficult situations in these, and just a couple of hours the other night dealing with one of them. So it is not a be-all, end-all to the needs of this church, but it is a very important element of ministry to this church, and it is in support of our compassion ministry, led by my brother, Larry McCarthy, and it engages us in God's instructions. I've been reading Job this week. It's part of my daily Bible readings. And yesterday's reading caught my eye as it related directly to what we're talking about today. And in this reading, Job has suffered all of his calamities. He has been challenged by the other people of his area to just take responsibility for the whole thing. And he's struggling with why this all has happened to him. What is God's message in all of this? And this is what was written. This is quoting Job. Job 31, 16 to 23. If I have withheld anything that the poor desired, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it, for from my youth the fatherless grew up with me as with a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or the needy without covering, if his body has not blessed me, and if he was not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless because I saw my help in the gate, then let my shoulder blade fall from my shoulder, and let my arm be broken from its socket. For I was in terror of calamity from God, and I could not have faced his majesty. Now, this is kind of a negative way of approaching our instruction here, but what it's saying is we have a responsibility to one another to lift each other's burdens and obey the law of God, to look to the widow, the orphan, the poor, and the immigrant, to assist them in their moment of need. We're trying to do that with the Fellowship Fund. I'll be frank, we do not talk much about the people we serve because we wish them to have ultimate anonymity. But we do talk about some of the conditions that we help. But Kadima, I'm pleased to talk about some of those successes that we've had and the individuals who are stepping up to volunteer and assist. I'm going to give the microphone to Larry, and he can talk about how these services are helping in the ministry. We'll come back for questions, Grace.
Thank you. Thank you, Leo. We are blessed to have a fellowship committee, and it's my high honor, really, to have this level of oversight over it. Leo started off with Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens. The Greek word in that implies a couple of things, and one is that in every person's life, we're going to have burdens that are just too heavy for us to bear alone. So it isn't a matter of whether we're going to need help. It's when. The truth, beloved, is God has designed us to be interdependent, to be interdependent upon him and upon each other. We need each other. That's why we have spiritual gifts. Your gifts aren't for you to use for yourself. You don't exercise the spiritual gift of patience with yourself. You exercise that this way. So the point is, if you have the gift of help, that means there's somebody who needs some help. If you have the gift of administration, there's something that's all jacked up and needs some help. We are interdependent one upon each other. I'm going to talk about some specifics, but I came here this morning and I agreed to come not to amuse you or to entertain you and not even so much to inform you. I didn't come here to stretch out your theology, but I did come in the hope I want to touch your hearts. The truth, beloved, is but for the grace of God, there go I. And that's how we look at every person that comes to the Fellowship Fund. If that were my son, or that were my daughter, or someone that I cared about, and they went to a church and said, I need some help, how would I want that body of believers to respond? Would I want them to be judgmental and say, well, you know, if you did a better job of keeping up with your money, then you wouldn't be in this pickle. If you just had a little discipline and stopped eating so much Popeye's chicken, you'd have money. Would I want them to criticize them and belittle them and make them feel bad? Well, I love what Leo said. A lot of times when people are in trouble, it forms a type of paralysis. They don't know how to take that first step. There's just so many things swirling around that they can't see the horizon. And a lot of times what the Fellowship Fund is able to do and what the Kadima advocates are able to do is say, okay, let's help prioritize some of these things. Let's create a plan of action. Let's look at resources. And more importantly, together, let's take a first step. And see, if I'm able to take one step, then I can take another, and another, and another. And I may stumble a little bit, and I may need some assistance, but I can take another. And then I look up and I say, boy, look how far the Lord's brought me. And I can literally, step by step, take myself back to shore and create some level of stability. I've had a lot of time to think about this. In my life, the Lord has blessed me with people at every single stage of my life. And it's nothing special about me. I'm really an average person on a lot of levels. But all throughout my life, the Lord has brought people into my life who've helped me. Whether it was my third grade teacher, Miss Nelson, who I'll never forget, or Father Whitehouse, or Pastor Robert Anderson, or William Richardson, who loved me and discipled me. I'll tell you a quick story. Robert Anderson, I rededicated my life to the Lord. I was in Indianapolis, and he said, Larry, let's do a Bible study together. And this was on a Wednesday night. Now, if you've ever been to a Wednesday night service, you're in that evangelistic fervor, and you're full of the Holy Spirit. And I said, yes, yes, I'll do a Bible study. When do you want to do it? He said, how about Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock? Okay, yes, I'll do it. Well, Saturday rolled around, and he's on the, and I'm like, who is on that buzzer? Who is it? Morning, Larry. It's Pastor Anderson. Hi, Pastor. You forgot, didn't you? Yes, Pastor. How about next Saturday? Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be good. He didn't give up on me. For 2 years, we were involved in a personal Bible study. For 2 years, faithfully would come by and see me every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. It was transformational for me and in my walk. The Fellowship Fund exists through the largesse of the members of the Moody Church, and we thank God for that. Leo said we don't put people on parade. Many have offered to share their testimonies. We don't encourage it because we want people to have confidentiality. And we don't want anyone to feel that if you come and see us that you're going to have to talk about that openly if you're not ready or don't want to do that. We had a lady who came to us. She was working. She got cancer. She went through treatment, and that part that wasn't covered by her insurance was a little over $14,000. She wasn't able to go back to work. She didn't have the money. Bill collectors are calling. In fact, one had been turned over to a collection agency when she came to see us. I called the hospital, explained that I had oversight over our fellowship fund. We want to help this family. She listened politely, and she said, "Pastor, let me put you on hold for a minute." She came back, and she said, "Now, we have a fund here, and I think this will qualify. Let me just run some numbers." Yep, okay. "I can get this down to about $3,900, and we won't charge any interest, and we can set that up on a low payment plan. Would that help out at all?" Yeah, that'll help. That'll help quite a bit. We had a young man who'd gotten sideways on some bills he couldn't pay. So what did he do? He went and got a payday loan. He needed $600 to get caught up on a gas bill and some other stuff, so he went and he got a payday loan. When he came to the committee, that payday loan, instead of being $600, was now close to $1,300, because in Illinois, payday loans can charge you as much as 400% interest. I'm not exaggerating. 400% interest. He now owes them $1,200. He's never going to dig out from that. We were able to help. What we need is early intervention. Would you rather be $5,000 in debt or $50,000? I'd raise that in a group once. Somebody said, $50,000! If I'm going in debt, I might as well go for it. Well, no. Here's my point. We would like to intervene with people early, before the house is lost, before the car is repossessed. And we can't do that alone. It starts in community. It starts in the sanctuary, in the pew. It starts in the Starbucks. It starts in your small group. And believe it or not, beloved, it starts with you and I. We have to be transparent with one another. This is hard. Pride gets in the way. A lot of times people will ask you, "How you doing?" And they're already off to the next thing before you've even answered. But then every now and then you run into somebody, and it happens to me all the time, where they'll stop and they'll say, "Larry, how you doing?" We got to slow down and just start talking to each other. If you do that, when you walk through Memorial Hall today and make eye contact with someone, you'll see who's hurting, who's worried, who's anxious, who's in trouble. Then we need to just stop. What's wrong? How can I help? two truths. There is a God, and I'm not him. And I don't try to be. When I first came into this job, every time my phone would ring, I would pray. Father, I have no idea what's on the other end of this line, but you do. Help me now to provide a biblical perspective on whatever it is that's going on. That's the best I can hope for. We are not a spiritual ATM where people just come and make a wish and get money. We have to say no a lot of times. And a lot of times, believe it or not, money really isn't the answer. Maybe it's a plan, it's a budget, it's an organization, it's a phone call, it's a reorganization, it's some prioritizing. The Fellowship Fund helps us demonstrate the compassion of Christ. The Kadima advocates put fuel to that. I'm just one person, and currently I have 17 areas of responsibility at the Moody Church. I am grateful for every single one. On any given Sunday, we have 1,600 people who come here. In addition to our footprint in the Chicago area, that's a lot of needs. The Fellowship Committee, under the leadership of Leo Miller, the Kadima advocates, help duplicate our efforts in ways that we just haven't been able to do before. And I'm just thrilled to death to see this come to fruition and to see it take wings. How can you help? We got to be curious about each other. We got to take the time to ask and to care. This is when the body of Christ works at its best. Truth is, if one of us hurts, we all should hurt. I think we've gotten anesthetized to that truth in some ways, a little callous in others. It's not just their problem. It's our problem. If one hurts, we all hurt. If one is suffering, we're all suffering. I'm assuming you have questions. Leo probably wants to clean up half the stuff I just talked about, so I'm going to shut up.
Grace, you had a question.
Mine is a logistic question.
Sure.
Yes.
Do we encourage them to go, or do we tell the fellowship to reach out? There have been, I think, one particular person who really had needs. Encourage them to go to Fellowship Fund. They refused to. So do you just leave it at that? Logistically, how do you put them in touch?
So the gateway to the Fellowship Fund is Pastor Larry, and the message to know is, if there is somebody that you know that has need, take them by the hand, take them by the neck, and bring them to Larry. They will be met with compassion. They will be met with direct questions regarding the need and where it's arisen from, and be receiving of prayer and blessing with respect to what can be done. That might include coming to the Fellowship Fund, or it might be another resource that he is aware of that will help in that situation. We have a lot of people that come to us and say, I really don't want to be here. I'm really embarrassed. I just don't want to admit that I have this problem. And it's old news. We all feel that way. One of the things that he wanted me to present to you today is, why do I do this work? And the truth of the matter is that 6 years ago, when I was first elected as a deacon, this was the one committee I said I did not want to be on. And it was the one I was appointed to. 1 year later, I was chairing it. So why do I like to do this work? Well, it is a committee that has called upon all of my history. I was a Boy Scout, do a good turn daily. I worked for a man who was an administrator for a college, constantly giving back. So it's in my DNA. I've served on committees that the United Way has had for distribution of their funds, so I've gotten to know a ton of resources over the years that people can access for their needs. And it has been so fulfilling. And I love to do the work that we're doing here. And the people that I chair as the chair of the committee have such compassion for the people of this church that together we are an incredible team. And I'm so blessed to be able to serve with them. We are very approachable. So if Larry's intimidating, you can certainly call on me. I'm happy to hear what the needs are and try to help direct traffic. And he's got the voice of God. He is going to be intimidating. But
you know, Sister Thornton, that's not the voice of God. If it's somebody that I know or have a relationship, then I'll reach out to them. So yeah. If you came to me and you said, "Do you know so and so?" Yeah, I know who they are. And so I can reach out to them based on that. Where it gets a little more awkward is if I don't know them and they don't know me. And now it's a third party who's saying, "I heard that perhaps they might need some help." Sometimes I pray that through, and I'll go ahead and call anyway and say, "Here, I'm Larry McCarthy. I'm here at the church. How can I help?" But if it's somebody that I've interacted with, or at least I know who they are, or that I think they know who I am, I will call them. Yeah. But I appreciate what Leo said. Yeah, just bring them. Just call and say, "Listen, can we stop by for about 10, 15 minutes and talk," and we make that a non-judgmental thing. It's just kind of, okay, what's going on?
Sure. Yes.
Great question.
That's a great question. Thank you. Yes, the fund is for the members by the members. And there is a provision in our guidelines that we can do up to $500 in a lifetime for a person who is not a member. We have kind of ignored that on many occasions and done better than that, but they should be actively involved here, either as a service attender or a member of a community. But we really encourage people to be members and have seen people who have come before us become members, and we're really excited about that. We try to encourage them to get involved in communities, too. And I don't think we have a representative from this class right now. So if someone would like to become a representative of the Fellowship Fund, we would ask that you would sit in on our meetings for a couple of months to become familiar with what we're doing and how we're dealing with it. But then you'll have a better sense as to how the committee is going to be able to help somebody and also focus them on other resources that are out there, that type of stuff. So do feel free to talk to Larry or talk to me if you would be interested in being the representative for the Light and Life community. Other questions? Looks like we reached the end of the hour, sir.
Is that it? No other questions?
Saved enough, but it didn't make it to where even the next rent came.
Sure.
Amen.
I thank you for that, sister.
Can I just say, you are being of service. And it isn't, I mean, when we think about serving God, it's always about us doing something, but there's this circle of grace. And so people are ministering to you now, so they're using their gifts, their talents, their resources to minister to you, and you are receiving because you in turn have given to others. And so through this circle of grace, we are of service. So the fact that you are now, this is your season to be ministered to. God is using you even in that. You don't have a spirit of entitlement, praise God. You have a humble spirit, praise God. You are an encourager, praise God. And so for those people who are now weaving themselves into the fabric of your life, you're being used, yes, in that. Don't think you're not being in service. You don't have to sit behind the info. You're going to make me preach. You don't have to sit behind the information desk in order to be of service at the Moody Church. You can give a word of encouragement and be of service. You can smile and be, and so you can pray for somebody, and what you're doing with your cards is helping somebody.
And let me say that what you just said is a testimonial to how when one is served and serves, it binds all of us closer together. So thank you. Thank you for that.
What bathroom was that?
It was a women's, I'm sorry. I need to close this in prayer. You want to close? You want me to close? All right. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to serve the people by helping them to become better knowledgeable about the Fellowship Fund and the Kadima services. And we ask you to bless each and every member of Light and Life today. If it be your will, let them come forward and ask how they can help. Let them help us to continue to build our resources of service to the members of the church. And more importantly, if there is any need in this community, may you make it upon their hearts to seek help, so that we might bless them and in turn be blessed. We do this all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died for our sins and today sits at your right hand and will come again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.